or just butter?
I don't know what you're talking about, Betty. I'm sorry.
You heat the butter and the cholesterol-producing part comes to the top and you skim that off. They call it ghee.
No, I want you just to take it out and just smear it on that bread. Thank you. In fact, you're going to find it good enough that every now and then I envy you once. Mm-hmm. Because it's very tasty. You're going to find that spelt has a sweet, nutty flavor that none of your other grains have. And you're going to find yourself wondering why in the world man pulled you away from it. And then you can look around you and see the control coming down on your world and know exactly why he did. Now, I better move along. We'll be here all day. All night. I intend to be here all day. There is another substance that I have asked once to hold up on. It's an antioxidant. It's extremely valuable. But we're not in this business. Ones are going to have to take up the slack here to, quote, move into this business just to handle it so that we can get it out to you. I will say this. Absolutely, there is planned and projects to be able to, you would call them manufacture, I guess I want to call them fabricate, because they're not manufactured. But because man has come to the point where he is so imbalanced that amongst all of our things that we had to do to get a remnant through comes a vitamin factory, if you will. A packaging capability for the algae products. Spirulina's good. It isn't as good as chlorella, in my opinion. But it's excellent. Most of these differences are coming from ones who are trying to send something. And ones will say, well, shall I get a broken down walled chlorella or shall I get a one that's been smashed? What difference does it make if it's going on through? How many of you, if you're not, you should be taking extra fiber? Let it go on through. Take a little more. If you're getting gas and indigestion from this confounded chlorella, chew it up. It doesn't want to go down there and digest well. Give it a couple of three crunches with your teeth. It isn't that bad flavored. If you can't stand it, for goodness sakes, put it in a dish and smash it with a hammer. You're not babies. The government has treated you like babies. God is going to treat you like intelligent beings. He created you. And he knows what you're capable of. And by the way, if you want to separate your butter, just stir it up. You need both. I didn't mean to be, you know, I was having a little fun with Betty. This does not disregard all of the wonderful things that have been found to be good for you from the holistic physicians. So please use your head. We'll make it available. We don't force anybody to have anything. But don't come back telling me that you had to go to Mayo Clinic because you broke out in some confounded rash or another. Because I'm going to tell you, if you tell me that and it was because of what you are taking, you are a liar. This is the most hypoallergenic substance on the face of your earth. The moment the substances are put into a solution together, immediately the Gondriana melts that substance and it will reproduce absolutely to its perfect state within 24 hours. So don't come tell me that you're allergic to it because you're doing something incorrect. It is not the solution. And the moment it is taken internally, it will change itself again to your cellular structure. Now, I dumped a real load on Dr. Young and our friend who is perfecting this, and I'm going to leave unnamed on this tape. Not in this place. But because of the free energy characteristics and the need for the cosmic energy waves, solar waves, and frequencies, you're going to find the secret of life and energy all in this one little packet. And yet it must unfold easily, and it must unfold according to God's plan, not according to somebody who thinks, I'm going to go over there and corner this market, and I'm going to produce the free energy, and I'm going to save the world, and they'll all be in my control, because that's what happens. No, thank you. God told you, we have repeated it, it will be brought to you in portions as it can be shared with you. And the final key may be held by someone in northern Siberia. And when you're ready and the time is right, we'll make sure you get it. But I told you, God has a plan 2000 also. And getting it properly to the people is part of that plan. Now, we have some other things that I want to move on. I'm going to move right out of that now. I hope that I have discussed it enough to suffice to all of you getting it. I know you'll have more questions. We are going to, in the beginning, it will be available at the first of the month. These poor children here have to organize for packaging, record keeping, filling orders, and it's going to be hard. And ship in product. We don't do it here. And we don't do it here for a very good reason. This place is continually under attack. But we should be able to supply all of you who would ask. And maybe in the beginning, if you take a smaller supply, it would all be able to go around. We'll see how that works. And then the supply can flow very, very readily. But be patient with the ones here. They're doing 100 other tasks also. But now it's all set up, it's all structured, and I believe that by the 1st it will be ready to go. And there will be some brief instructions coming with it. Please remember this. Because they have neither the time nor even the desire to explain to you how all of this works. It'll come with some suggested ways to use it and dosages, amounts. I don't even like dosage. Makes it sound like medicine. Not medicine. Very pleasant. Almost flavorless. And it's not medicine. It's a life substance. Gia. Living. Living crystalline form. So much for that. Let's get on to politics. Been a long time coming, precious ones. We've printed everything rotten, nasty in the Liberator that has poured into us about our preferential presidential candidate, Book Wright. I've watched all of you, including Dorma, burst into tears over the disappointment, trying to discern and she has reason to be nearer this discernment than anyone else, probably on this globe. You see, we don't care what some human thinks about some space commander, whether that is real or phony. We also know that there will always be the testing. The only important thing in any relationship, in any role of any man on the globe, is that one's relationship with God. And if that relationship is true to God, it will be true to brother. And it will be unbending. That doesn't mean that you're going to always have perfect individuals who go and carry the cross. Most of them who go carry the cross, I'm telling you, are BSers. You carry that cross in your heart and you try your best to serve your God, your brother, and your nation toward freedom. And you're not going to find perfect men, especially having been trained on your globe. And if they have succeeded in their task, as they perceive it to be, good or bad, right or wrong, they're going to have egos. And when you try to let that ego go in favor of God, which a godly man will do, let those balances tip a little bit and he can't handle it. When you give all you've got and then you perceive that you have been trumped on, you will have disappointment. And you add that to a sick body from fatigue and perceived falsehoods being thrust on you or to the public regarding you, you respond exactly like Commander Greitz responded. Exactly. In those instances, God has plenty of time. To let the surface tension break a little bit. The tempers cool a little bit. And then you can have respect again. Now, before we got back onto the tape, I wanted to return to this because I want to recognize Randall's contribution. Randall has made a summary of possibilities in handling patriot groups, etc. Excellently done. He had given this to Commander Greitz and was thanked profusely for it. I have to say here that we have no use for it here because we don't have groups. We're not going to be a Bill Greitz group. We're not going to be a political outlook group. We're not going to be political activists. We may support a rally. We may invite ones to come in and do seminars. We are a paper. The Liberator will become the voice of America for freedom. It was in the Civil War. It will be again. May take a while for it to get going because one get really ticked off at what is printed. And if you think what I say is true, then why did you print this other? Because you've got that kind of news. And man is trying to find a leader. Man must learn to discern. He must learn from the actions to discern the man. If the man is in truth, that will out also, won't it? And while other ones are making their efforts at discounting, you're going to have to hear that too, aren't you? Or you don't have anything against which to balance truth. I haven't changed the thrust. James Bull Greitz is chosen of God to lead. Even if I don't like it, that's the way it is. And he and I might well come to fisticuffs over it. And I'll guarantee you something, that if he's right, I will say, I'm sorry, sir. Because you cannot do it alone on your place. I will not do it alone from mine. You will do it. And this man has committed himself again. I will lead or follow whatever Father would like me to do. I have responded by saying you don't have an alternative. You will not follow as you think of it. You will lead or you will get out of the way. But the facts are he will lead. He knows where he's going. And there's not been any lacking of activity. None. But he was pained because several things happened. I said in the paper at the time of the Ruby Creek incident, what if Weaver was one of the team that went into the little land of Shan and Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, looking for POWs? In such a scenario as this, etc., etc., did I think what if would be missed? Did I think as such would be missed? I certainly hope so. And at some point, you ones are going to have a little more faith in God. You see, what appeared to be a falsehood, because Weaver had never been out of the United States of America, was all that saved the lives of the ones on that mountain. Because when I sent word, and some of you even know how I sent word, Bush was reduced to a blithering puddle. He didn't remember, he didn't know who was in Gright's team that was still alive and hadn't been shushed up. So when it still came to blows, and I said, shut it down now through the same route, I said, you better get someone there so that everybody gets the picture and knows that it is being shut down. They sent Harvey. They sent Paul Harvey. The one they should have sent was Tom Harvey. But what do I know from Tom, Dick, or Paul? And either served. I am not going to jeopardize my people by telling you every confounded move we are going to make. Now, wouldn't that be some hell of a commander? And yet, I understand your feeling, especially when it involves yourself and you're desperately trying to make a clean, reasonable connection when you've tried every religion there was. And even at that, Randy Weaver knows more and does know, actually, enough to hang the administration simply because of the years of abuse. But Randy is not the caliber of, quote, warrior that would have participated in these kinds of things. Greitz is going to put together some extremely good, he's already got several of them ready to go, seminar programs on defense, how to survive, how to handle yourself. It could very well be a little bit more violent in intent than I would prefer, On the other hand, if you're prepared, very often violence does not have to ensue. Listen carefully to what McLam says on the tapes that will be available after this week. They'll go with this meeting's tapes. Deline and Jack have them. This is a set of tapes from Jack McLam, the police officer of Aid and Abet. We're going to give him all the support we can. All the support we can. And he says, for goodness sakes, they're trained. These officers are trained. They are absolutely untrained in anything constitutional. He will tell you, he went in as an old man of 32. Most of the kids are in there from 18 to 25. Tops. They never mention the Constitution. So how can they take their oath to support the Constitution and uphold the rights of the people when they've never even heard of the Bill of Rights? So he's trying to reach police officers, enforcement officers, because it almost destroyed his life to realize that he was enforcing tyranny on people. But in these enforcement training programs, what do? They teach those men to be aloof and always in control emotionally. Go stop a motorist, you better maintain emotional control over that person. Because there are only two things. One is emotional control of that person moving directly into violence against that person. And therefore, you are confronting very frequently young officers, and the moment they lose control, and one of the first triggers to make them lose control is for you to get out of that car and say, I have my constitutional rights, you bastard. They've lost emotional control and they will destroy you. They are trained to maintain control at all costs. And if that requires violence, that is exactly what you will get. So I suggest you step out and you say, what did I do, sir? And if you question this at the time of the writing of a ticket, you better do it nicely. If you're going to fight, you fight later. You don't fight that officer. He doesn't have the vaguest notion what you're even talking about. You have broken a law according to his book. And if he writes you a ticket for not having your seatbelt latched, you better thank him and say, gosh, I really didn't realize. And if you can get away with it, sign his ticket without prejudice, UCB, blah, blah. That gives you something to utilize in court. It says, I didn't make a contract with him. I just signed my name because I had to. You do not go from the kind of enforcement that you have to shouting constitution. You do that in a court of law, from municipal court to the federal court, and they're going to rule against you immediately. It doesn't mean that it isn't the right thing to do. It means that you will never win. You are going to have to play in their system through every little loophole that there is until you can once again blossom. You go in there as a blossom and they're going to smash you. And that would be the end of the flower. And on that note, we have to move to the next subject. We're having a great deal of problem. And I want to tell you something. With new people, you're still under surveillance. We have at least three sets of surveillance people. One is following some of you around because you're connected with the law center and other things. Then there was the situation with the University of Science and Philosophy that we have all experienced in the last few weeks. Incredible situation. I don't know quite how this is going to be resolved. A lot is waiting for response. And I would ask ones, because there is so much inquiry about what in the world is going on, and because this scribe is still listed as in contempt of a federal court order, she stands to go to federal prison. That is not a happy prospect, especially when the other federal bunch with the RTC is trying to get her out of the property. Ones who don't understand the seriousness of this, ones who think they are so smart that they won't get caught, ones who refuse to get served papers when the court comes. If you do your business properly under the shielding and the sheltering as given to you as possibilities, and your intent remains proper and giving to God, you're fine. America West is in absolute flux. I don't know what else to do other than to talk about it here, because it's all that's on anyone's mind. And even the attorney, in the midst of all of this, after a paper was served, it's still against my scribe. Will have to be proven in a court of law that they had nothing to do with this. Do I have solutions? I certainly do. Will ones go along with these solutions? I don't know. What are the precipitating factors that caused such a situation? I called it greed, and that brought more pain than ones could bear. And I get back from Commander Greitz, of all people, I'm sorry that you're losing George and Desiree. What an interesting thing. That came not from me. That came not from these ones. That means that George has been there. I would like, please, Rick, if you would, tell us how we got in this mess. Because I don't want to be the big mouth. I will tell you this. When these ones were ordered by the judge in the federal court at the second hearing, in the face of ridicule, incredible experiences, both of them, and I'm sorry, inept legal protection. The judge even said, now mind you, America West by this point had moved to Carson City. But the lawyer got up and said, yes, but we know that the author, you know, this Doris Ecker Dorma Hatton E.T., at which they were all amused. This big, vicious grandmother has total control over this entire thing. And therefore, we mandate that these ones notify, because they had not been able to find and serve the papers on the Greens. They had actually found them, but on technicality, George would not receive the papers. He finally did when he could no longer play the game. But they held these ones responsible for notifying them. Now, their assumption was that America West was still right here, or that these ones were over there, or whatever. But before those hearings, when it even came down to the fact that there would likely be a banning of these books, and they would be taken off the market, the Greens were still living here, but getting ready to move. So the Pliny series and the 10 books in discussion were given to Tehachapi Distributing, which is Rick Martin. Now these ones, EJ and Doris, sign a lot, hundreds of corporation forms. It is a service they volunteer to do. For ones who wish to start corporations, need officers for the corporate paperwork. This was not done in this instance with Tehachapi Distributing for this very reason, so there would be absolutely zero connection with any part of them. Some of the books were left, some of the books were taken. The books that were taken were asked to be returned, and theoretically, they returned them all to Tehachapi Distributing. Through that conduit, having been divested of those books prior to any court ruling, these were separate and apart, and the ones that had been printed could continue to be distributed until such time as the supply would be gone with that distributor. They were not to be reprinted under the same label, the same cover, and one or two would have to be modified. But mainly, at that point, they were not banned. They were only in hold pattern. These ones were to deliver over to the court the books that they had in their possession. That was done. But there never seemed to be an understanding. America West was ordered legally by a federal court judge to cease and desist all selling and distribution, publishing and distribution of those volumes. Now, at some point along here, as we are now being made aware, there was a big misunderstanding, and a very large bill, nearing $100,000, was sent, a statement, due and owing to America West, and I don't know, Rick, whether that was distributor or publisher for those books, was sent, and Rick was somehow supposed to pay that much. Well, obviously the books were given to avoid the very thing that we have come to have now. Well, these ones don't know what went on. And until just prior to Christmas, when these ones were avoiding the surveillance groups, I mean following them everywhere they went the moment they would get in a car, having the house under surveillance, having people around the house. You ones down here at this store with them peeping in your windows, tapping your phones, getting your records. Surveilling this parking lot. Following Rick. This went on for weeks. And then came the letter. If you're in contempt of court, we have evidence that those books have been sold. Now, Rick, please take up the story. How did we get into this pickle? No, I didn't. There's been a lot going on the last few days, and we're just going to have to get part of it out here on this.
Well, I'm a little reluctant to... I don't want to implicate America West in any of my statements.
Well, we don't have to implicate America West as such, because very feasibly there could be some very genuine misunderstandings and errors on the part of new workers. There was a big shift, completely out of state, misunderstandings, little bit of wrong legal advice. The point we're going to make here is that you have to handle your business very properly. And the minute you get greedy, I'm sorry, it will eat you alive. Because when it comes right down to it, I'm not going to let the innocent parties bear the punishment when they have done nothing.
During the transition, once I took possession of the books, George and I had basically a gentleman's agreement that I would fill orders that had come into America West so that those individuals throughout the country wanting the books who had America West name could still order them through America West, but I would indeed ship the book so that America West would not be, you know, in violation of a court order that they were sure was to follow. One error that I feel I've made was in my communication with George. I did not press the issue of payment of these books. So, in fact, America West accepted orders for these books and was paid for these books over quite a few months. And no money was forthcoming to Tehachapi Distributing. And yet, Tehachapi Distributing shipped all books and incurred those expenses, etc.
Could that have been through lack of bookkeepers, etc., knowing that there should have been remuneration to you?
No, I think it was pretty much an error on my part not to press the issue of payment until several months after the fact. And I think on George's end, it was a perception that these aren't real. These are just book entries. They're not real. There are so many facets to this whole story.
Well, it would appear to me, Rick, and this is what I'm getting at for you ones who are struggling here, thinking, well, why have we come down here to have to do this? This is the only opportunity we have to do this. And bunches of you out there in the listening audience, the reading audience, have gotten these books, and through both routes, directly from Tehachapi Distributing and also from America West, in very good faith. So to this point, everything was done perfectly. I think what happened here was when ones from the University of Science and Philosophy started ordering these books, and they ordered them right through America West. And then the payments were not being made to Tehachapi Distributing, and they could follow that trail because they had your phones tapped. They, you know, this is never going to be able to come out in court. But they did. And it's obvious that they did, because as it has shaken out, Rick is totally protected. And he has also sent a demand payment